Evening. If you want to turn to Romans chapter 5 or get it out electronically on your device, that would be great. Obviously, it's a little bit different tonight. We've sang a little bit more, but it's been great to hear that stuff, hasn't it, about the church? Yes, it has been great. And I know you're probably thinking, some of you might be thinking, well, we're going to have a talk now as well. Have you been thinking that?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we defo are. Okay, but don't worry. We're gonna crack on through this. I just want to share with you some thoughts. As Ian said, we're going to just have a little pause from the series on the church. And I just thought I'd encourage you from these couple of verses in Romans. Put your hand up. So it's a participation time. Put your hand up if you've ever been upgraded.
On the internet,
yeah. Not many. Okay, not many of us. So... We went away a few years ago to a friend's wedding and got to the hotel. It was in London, which I'd booked online, got a bargain, like £99 for a weekend. But when I got there, it was a Swiss hotel. Have you heard of that? Well, is anyone there? Yeah. No, not heard of Swiss hotel? Okay, it's a worldwide brand. Isn't it? Yeah, there you go. It's a massive company. Anyway, got to the desk. And the guy comes over and he says, have you got any bags? I said, yeah, he's got this bag. We're here for a couple of nights. Someone's wedding, blah, blah. He said, actually, you've got great news. You've been upgraded to a suite. Oh, yes, exactly. So I'm thinking, that's good. Anyway, it wasn't just a suite. On the top of the hotel, you know what the top of the hotel's called, don't you, on the top floor?
Penthouse.
The penthouse. There are two suites on the top. One facing St. Paul's, that was called the St. Paul's suite. And one facing the Palace of Westminster, that was called the Westminster Suite. You've been upgraded to the Westminster Suite. So, night, ooh, yeah, I know, it's amazing. £1,500 a night. £1,500 a night. £99 I paid. That's what I call a result. So we had a great weekend. And yeah, being upgraded, it's a great feeling when, because someone comes in, you get treated totally differently. So doors get open for you, someone carries your bag, someone comes up to your room, sorts the bed out and all. That's amazing. It's a great experience to be upgraded. Now, obviously, not many. Just put your hand up again if you've ever been upgraded. There's not many of us. That's like an exclusive club that us few are in. We know what it feels like. But I want to tell you something incredible that God has done for you if you can have faith in him. Dial a sermon. If you can have faith in him. Just look down with me, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith. So from Romans chapter 3, verse 19, up until Romans chapter 4, verse 25, Paul's been making an argument about justification by faith alone. And we get to this point where chapter 5, verse 1 starts with the word therefore. So you've definitely heard this before. When you come into the Bible reading and you see the word therefore, ask yourself, what's it there for? See what I did there? Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Ask yourself what it's there for. And it's therefore Paul saying, because of all this, because we've been justified by faith alone, we have peace with God by faith alone. Can I ask you, have you got peace with God?
Yes.
Have you got peace with God? That's a great thing for a human being to say, isn't it? I have got peace with God. Well, how can we have this peace? We can have it by faith alone. We're going to turn to a couple of verses, so if you can turn with me, that would be great, or find them on your electronic Bible. If you can turn to Romans chapter 8. So it's just a couple of pages over. You can know peace with God because there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that great news? There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You can know peace with God, justified by faith alone, and that you can know there is no condemnation. Turn back to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Therefore, this is Romans chapter 5, verse 1, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That is a great thing for a human being to be able to say. How have we got peace with God? Well, look at the next line. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting, isn't it, that Paul uses at that point the three titles for Jesus. He calls him Lord, the Lord of your life, Jesus, fully human, Christ, the anointed one. Can I ask you, is Jesus the Lord of your life? Can I ask you, do you know Jesus and identify with him in all of his humanity? And do you recognize that he is the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah who provides salvation by faith alone? If you were here this morning, we were thinking about an incredible chapter in the Bible, John chapter 17, about how Jesus prays for us. I'd like you to turn a few pages on to the book of Hebrews. And chapter 7. I'm just going to read a few verses from verse 23. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in their office. But he, Jesus, holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Listen to this. Since he always lives to make intercession for them. Now, this morning we were thinking about how amazing it was, weren't we, that Jesus prays for us. Yes? Here, Paul, the writer of the Hebrews, says, Jesus always lives to make intercession for us. Isn't that incredible? Peace with God, salvation by faith alone, through the Lord Jesus Christ, who lives, redeems, and intercedes and mediates on our behalf. That is great news for any human being. So we can have peace with God. We can also have a new standing and a new status. Turn back to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I wonder, have you considered what that means? You see, we think, don't we, that maybe we can work, do good things, and work our way to God. Maybe if we do some good works, then that'll be really good. Maybe if I give something, then that'll be really good. What about if I'm really religious and I come to church every single week and I go to a growth group every single week and I serve in a ministry every single week? That will be enough, won't it? Paul says, and Jesus says, it won't. Because the problem with that argument isn't it, how much is enough? How much money is enough to give? How many good works are enough to do? How many church services are enough to go to for you to atone, to make payment for your sin? The answer is, there's no way that you can do it or I can do it. The only way it can be paid, the only access is through Jesus Christ. Can I ask you, do you know personally Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life? I'm not asking you to come to church. I'm not asking you, are you part of a ministry team? I'm not asking you, are you involved in good works? I'm asking you, do you know personally the Lord Jesus Christ? Because it's through him that we have peace with God. It's through him that we have access to this grace. And it's through him that we have a share in the future glory. There's a word used in the Bible which we don't use in the same way that they do, and that word is hope. We use the word hope slightly differently to how it's used in the Bible. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8 and verse 24. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Our hope, as those who are justified by faith alone, is a certain hope. It's guaranteed, not by you or me, not by the works we do, but by the work that Jesus did on the cross for you, paying the price that needed to be paid. Can you turn back to the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 24? We read this morning. This is our hope for the future. John chapter 17, verse 24. This is Jesus praying, Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me. What a future hope that is. To see the glory of God. Can I ask you, is that your hope? Do you look forward to seeing the glory of God? And if you are one of Christ's, he prayed that for you. He prayed that for you. What a great hope that is. And finally, just turn, for our last time, to turn to something, to 1 John chapter 3. And verse 2, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Beloved, we are God's children now. See, the hope of a believer is, yes, it's hope for the future, but it's also a life to live now. And a life to live now in exaltation, in rejoicing, in boasting in Christ. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Isn't that great? We will see him as he is. Justification brings us the hope of glory. We are the children of God now, but we will see him as he is then. That, I think, is fantastic news. So just as we finish, can I ask you three simple questions? Have you been justified by faith alone? Are you trusting solely in the work of Jesus? Nothing that you can do can pay the price that needs to be paid. Simply come to him in repentance and faith. And if you've done that, do remind yourself daily, as we should do more, as I should do more, the riches of God's grace that we have in Jesus. What he's done for us, what he gives us every day, now. The hope of glory. And do you boast? Do I boast? Do I rejoice? Do I exalt in the certain hope of a future share in the glory of God? What an incredible future awaits us, that we will see him as he is. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together and sing.